Good morning, Drift Run Church. How's everybody doing this morning? I hope that this morning that you're blessed. I hope this morning, you know what? We are crazy blessed in this country. You know that? Amen. Will you agree with me that this morning? We are crazy blessed in this country. I heard a preacher talking the other day. He's preached about something. He says, I go into a supermarket, and he said, I'm here in the produce aisle, and he said, I'm looking around, and I didn't have to hoe one garden to get that. He said, then I walk down the cookie aisle, and he said, I'm in the cookie aisle, and there's a whole row of Oreos, and he said, hallelujah. You know what? And his point was, we are blessed. We are blessed whether we know it or not, we are blessed. I'll tell you, that's not what I want to preach on this morning. I want to preach on this morning. The topic of my sermon this morning is prayer warriors. And I want to talk on that. And I look around this church this morning, and you know, I see potential for prayer warriors all over this. Now, you may have in your mind who you think a prayer warrior is, because I do too. And I'll get into that here in just a little bit. But I want you to know something. There's nothing stopping one individual in this church from being a prayer warrior except yourself. Amen? That's the only thing. If you would, turn with me to the book of James, the fifth chapter. James, the fifth chapter. And when you find James, the fifth chapter, the 16th verse, would you please stand with me for this morning for the reading of God's word? Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I want to concentrate on the last part of that because I believe that is true. This says that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, and may I add woman, availeth much. Amen. Let us pray this morning. Let us. Father, as we come, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you for the service that we've had here so far this morning. We pray, Father, we thank you for the teaching. We thank you, Father, for the testimonies. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for all of it. And Lord, we want to give you the praise and the glory for it all. For we know without you, we cannot do and will not be able to do anything. I pray, Father, this morning that your anointing will be here, Lord, and we will give you the praise for it all. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I believe prayer should be more than a Sunday morning experience. Will you agree with me on that? I believe prayer should be more than what you do before you go to bed or before you eat. Prayer should be woven into every one of our fabric of our lives. It should be woven in there to where it is just as normal to us to pray as it is to talk about the weather, as it is to talk about our favorite sports teams, as it is to go about our daily life. Prayer was intended. I want you to understand it. Prayer was intended to be a part of our lives, not just a ritual that we do on Sunday mornings before we go to bed. Will you agree with me on that? Yes, sir. I believe prayer should be every bit of that. And I'm telling you, every one of us, preacher included, should take heed. Prayer should not be a burden, and it should not be an intrusion on us. Amen? Whenever the Lord calls upon us, it shouldn't be, oh, now, not now, Lord. Why should I have to pray now? I've got other stuff going on. Listen, it should not be an intrusion. It should not be a burden on any of our lives to be able to go before the throne of God. The truth is, we need to talk to God, and God wants to talk to us. Amen? I believe that. I believe that. I'll preach that. I believe God, we need to talk to Him, and God needs to talk to us. And God wants to talk to us, and we need that. Amen. We need that more than once or twice a week. Amen. Amen. Prayer should be more than just once or twice a week. It should be in all of our lives. First thing I want to talk about being a prayer warrior this morning. A prayer warrior makes a difference. Do you understand that? A prayer warrior will make a difference. I want to suggest something to you this morning. That the response of one person can make a difference. Oh, I want to tell you that this morning. I believe the prayers of one person can make a difference in people's lives. I do that. That is why I believe in prayer warriors. I have known them at churches I've been in. And you say, well, Pastor, you know, well, everybody can pray. Yes, they can. I understand that. Everybody can pray. But I'm going to ask you a serious question this morning. When something's going wrong in your life, when there's a need in your life, whenever there's a tragedy or a sickness or something going on in your life, who pops into your mind to say, I want them to pray for me? Amen? Am I right? I've been there. I know. You say, well, preacher, you know, can't we all pray? Listen, I'm here to tell you this morning, I have failed. I don't consider myself a prayer warrior here this morning. But there are people that when I trust that whenever there's a need in my life, I can go to those people and I will tell them the need. I will tell them what's going on in my life. And you know what I know that they'll do, Bev? They will get on their knees and they will pray for that situation in my life. Yes, I believe in prayer warriors this morning. Yes, I do. There's the ones that when this world makes you feel that your opinion doesn't matter, when this world, I'm just one person, and that, you know what, nothing I could say could make a difference. You know what a prayer warrior will do? They will stand up and say, I believe that I can make a difference, not in myself, but through Jesus Christ and the prayer that He can answer for me. That's what a prayer warrior will do for you. They say that through Jesus Christ, they can make a difference. I've known them. Haven't you? I want to tell you a story about a lady right now. You guys would know this lady. I went to church with her for a few years. But we had a situation one time in our life where we were praying for a situation, and we were fasting and praying. We were doing this. We were taking turns once a week. We were praying and fasting for the situation. After about 2 or 3 years, all of us give up. Guess who's still doing it today? That's probably been 30 years ago. That's a prayer warrior. That's a prayer warrior. That's somebody that doesn't give up. That's somebody that doesn't do that. They don't give up. That is what, you know what, praise God. They know that they are servants of the Most High God. The Mighty One. The One that created the heavens and the earth. They know that. Look, I want to give you a couple of examples in the Bible. And I want you to turn there to these examples because I believe they're important. If you would, turn to Exodus, the 15th chapter. I'm going to read the 22nd down through the 27th verse. Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Sur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Meriah, they could not drink of the waters of Meriah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name was called Meriah. Have you ever thought about that scripture just for a minute? God takes them out. He's taking them through the desert. They know this place is called Moriah, which means bitter water. But that's where they're heading. That's where they're heading. Did you ever think about that for a minute? But listen to this. They came to Moriah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt thou do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, that healeth thee. Folks, it's easy to grumble. It's easy to complain when the GPS isn't set right, when things aren't going your way. But praise God, it takes somebody with a backbone to say, listen, I'm going to pray about it right now. Amen. I'm going to pray about it. That's what it takes. Listen, but a prayer warrior will pray. They don't grumble and complain when the situation is not bad. It's bad in their life. Because a person willing to pray makes a difference. Makes a difference. It's easy to go along with the crowd to be negative. Young folks, I'm just going to tell you. It's easy. It's easy to complain. It's easy to gripe when things aren't going your way. It's easy to do that. But if you want to be a prayer warrior, you know when things aren't going right, you know where to go. Take it to the Lord. Take it to Him. A prayer warrior believes God can make a difference in a family. A prayer warrior believes that God can make a difference in a community. A prayer warrior believes this. Where you go to work or where you go to school, you can make a difference. A prayer warrior believes that. Because of the kind of God we serve. And praise God, I want to tell you something a prayer warrior can make it awesome in a church. Amen? A prayer warrior can do that. Now turn with me to Isaiah 37:14, if you would, please. I'm going to read a couple of different places there. 14 and 15, then I'm going to skip down to 21. Isaiah 37, verse 14. Man, I love to hear pages turn and go for it. I love that. Say amen when you get there. I don't care. Just say it. If you take a little bit more time, I'm not worried. I'm not in a hurry. Say amen when you get there. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying this. Now look at verse 21. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of Israel, whereas, you need to mark this in your Bible because I believe this is important. Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Shenechniah, king of Assyria, because thou hast prayed. You know what I believe here this morning? I believe that you need to pray for the situations in your life. Amen? Amen? I believe that. You know what the implication here is? If you really think about that, because you have prayed, the implication is this. Hezekiah, if you hadn't prayed, God wasn't going to get involved in it. That was the implication here. But he said, Hezekiah, because thou hast prayed. Amen? Listen to me. I believe that we need to get him. You see something? A prayer warrior knows what we should and has showed us and has learned this. You know what? And that what we if we choose not to pray, if we choose not to pray about it, whether we think it's insignificant, whether we just are lazy, whatever the situation may be, why should God get involved in something like that? I believe a prayer warrior has learned this, that they will pray no matter what the circumstances is. They will pray. For whatever reason. For whatever reason. I believe, you know what? Hey, this is just Dave Long's opinion, but I believe we can close the door sometimes if we don't pray. I believe we can do that. I believe we need more prayer warriors in our homes. We need more prayer warriors in our churches. Now the scripture reading this morning, James tells us this. It says, the prayer of a righteous man, what that means is powerful and it is effective. Amen. That's what it should be for all of us. The prayer of a righteous man or a righteous woman is powerful and it is effective. Amen? Amen. It is. Don't misunderstand that. Don't misunderstand it. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful. I remember hearing the term prayer warrior early on whenever I was in church. I remember hearing it. You guys have probably heard that for years. I've heard people assigning that moniker to people in the churches. And I thought to myself, you know what? What makes that person any better than anybody else in the church? And I thought that, you know? And you know how you get stuff in your mind and you're thinking, you get kind of jealous is what you do. You get kind of jealous is exactly what happened. Let's just be honest, right? Why are they calling them a prayer warrior for? You know what? It didn't take me long to find out. Amen? Clell Wilt was a pretty good prayer warrior, wasn't he? Yes, he was. I'm telling you what, you could go to that man and you could talk to him and he would pray and he would pray. You could feel the power of God coming over the situation because he would pray. Amen. Hayward and Geraldine Gribble, you wouldn't want to know any better prayer warriors than those people. And they would pray. And they would pray. And I could say them in this church today, too. And I'm not going to. I don't want to embarrass them. But I know whenever you go to them and they go to prayer, you can feel the power of God coming over the situation. That's why I say that I believe in prayer warriors. Does that mean, pastor, that only one person can reach God? Like I said, I hope not. I hope not because I don't consider myself a prayer warrior. All of us It says we can go boldly to the throne of grace. All of us can do it. But you know what? All of us don't take advantage of it the way that we should. Amen? All of us don't take advantage of it the way that we should. I'll just be quite honest with you. We feel that, you know what? Whenever something major is coming upon us, or whenever something major is happening, then we might get a little serious about it. Listen to me. God is there in the good times. God is there in the bad times. You know what a prayer warrior will do? A prayer warrior will praise God for just being God. He'll pray to God in the good times. They'll pray to God in the bad times. They'll pray to God at any time because you know what? They know He is the source of everything and all that we do. That is what a good prayer warrior does. Maybe there's many of you in here this morning that don't consider yourself prayer warriors. I don't know. I'm not going to be your judge. But let's be honest with one another here this morning. Christian, every one of us should strive to be a prayer warrior. Everybody in here that calls herself a Christian, the thing that you should strive to do above anything else is to be a prayer warrior. Because prayer availeth much. Amen? God has blessed us in ways to take our cares, take our heartaches, take our grievances, and take our thanksgiving. He has made a way. And that is through the prayer, our prayer life. Listen, I'll tell you something too. You know what a prayer warrior... A prayer warrior is this, if nothing else. A prayer warrior is one who you will never, hardly ever hear praying out loud, per se, all the time. They don't say that they don't do it. But you know what? There are times maybe that they will. Maybe they will pray out loud. Most of the times they're not. They're back here praying whenever you don't know it. Matthew 6 through 9 tells us this. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, what? They have their rewards. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. What's he telling us? Don't stand, well, oh, blessed God, my mighty God in heaven. Pray from the heart. That's what he's wanting us to do. Don't use vain repetitions. Pray from the heart. That's what he wants. He said, pray from the heart. Listen, he said, vain repetitions. As the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard with, through their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, wherefore ye pray. Brothers and sisters, the prayer warrior's got it down pat. Their prayer closet might be at their house in a closet or in their bedroom. Their prayer closet might be in a barn somewhere. It might be in a shack somewhere. It may just be out in the woods somewhere underneath a tree. But brothers and sisters, whenever you ask them to pray, they will hit it sometime. And they will go there and they will uplift you and uphold you in prayer. They have a prayer closet, and they're not afraid to use it. And praise God, I hope and pray that we learn that we should not be afraid to use them either. When you're asked to pray, they don't talk about it to everyone else either. You know that? You know that? Whenever somebody's asked to, I ask somebody to pray, and I'm asking them in confidentiality, I don't want to hear about it from somebody else in the church. They know exactly what it's about, and that's all that needs to go between them and the Lord. Wherever they're praying, they go into their house and they pray for those people. You'll tell them something that is confidential, and I guarantee you it'll be between them, God, and you. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 11:13. I believe it's so important. Proverbs 11:13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. I don't think that can get any plainer, do you? I don't think it does. That's how you know a prayer warrior. They're able to keep that. A prayer warrior is faithful and dedicated to what you ask them to pray about. They don't give up until God gives the answer. You say, what's the answer? Yes, no, or wait. Amen? Yes, no, or wait. That's the answer. Yeah, Matthew 18:1-7. I know I got a lot of scripture this morning. If you want to go there, you can, but this is important. And he spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That's pretty plain, right? Then he goes on to give a parable, an example, saying this was a city, a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. And the Lord said, listen to this. Jesus said this, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Isn't that just about as plain as simple? Don't give up. If you want to be a prayer warrior, you're not going to give up. Just like I told you about the story about the lady there a little bit ago. You will not give up. That's what it takes to be a prayer warrior. Just like a pit bull on meat. You're going to hang on, right? You're going to hang on. A prayer warrior is totally dedicated to God and his word. Totally. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. A prayer warrior is totally dedicated to God and his word. That's how you know that. Listen to me. Be on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Now, we take perfect as being, man, that person is just absolutely perfect. That's not what it means. It's not meaning, in the English word, it's not meaning perfect in that sense. It's meaning dedicated is what it's meaning. To those that are dedicated to what? Towards him, towards God. God knows if a prayer warrior is dedicated to him or not. He knows that. Some people's idea of being dedicated is if you have to stay 10 or 15 minutes over, the service runs long. That's their idea. Some people, that's dedication right there. If that stay 10 or 15 minutes longer, what it should. Or coming to church every blue moon. Or praying only when troubles come. Or read the Bible only when you're at church. You know, folks, prayer warriors, I've known down through the years, listen to me, I've known them, are a dedicated bunch of people. They are a dedicated bunch of people. Praise God. They know. They know what it's like. They know what it's about. Now, if you have a serious matter come upon your life, I want to ask you this. This is serious. If you had a serious matter come upon your life, would you want somebody that's here at church about half the time? Or are you going to go to somebody that's been here? I'm just asking. I'm going to tell you. I know where I would go. Amen? I know where I'd go. And I'm here to tell you this morning, a prayer warrior is a dedicated individual. Who are you going to call? I guarantee you it's not Ghostbusters. The one who feels they can get a hold of God. You feel that they can get a hold of God for you, that's the one that you're going to go to. You call a prayer warrior, that's what you know. Because you know that they care about you, they love you, and they are going to pray for you. And you say, well, Sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so hadn't known me that long. I'm guaranteeing you, if they're a prayer warrior, they love you and they're going to pray for you whenever your need hits. They're going to do it. A prayer warrior knows it's not about the show. Amen? They don't stand up and say, I'm a prayer warrior. They don't stand up and do that. You expect the prayer warrior certainly who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other one a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men. Talked about judging this morning, did we not? Oh, I'm thankful. I'm not like that person down there. I'm thankful I'm not like that one. I'm telling you what, you do yourself. You get so big-headed like that, I'm going to tell you what, you need to get to an altar somewhere. Can I just be honest with you? The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, I thank thee that I'm not like other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I have possessed. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful on me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I'm telling you, a prayer warrior will not do that. They know that they can talk to God, but you know what? They're not going to go around bragging about it. Amen? They're not going to stand up and try to make something more than what it's not. Look at me. I'm all righteous. Look at me. I'm all this. I'm all that. I'm this. My goodness, I can stand up here. I can pray for 15 minutes if you need me to. I can do all that. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. God said, you know, I would rather have someone praying for me that's humble and loving and self-righteous than someone that's not self-righteous and can hardly put a sentence together than somebody that stands and thinks that they are everything and a bag of chips. I would. Romans 12:3. I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man that measure of faith. I want a prayer warrior. I want someone who knows how to make a difference in my with my problem instead of being able to talk about it. Being able to take and get books out and try to tell me what I've got wrong. I want them to go to the throne of grace. All of us. I'm going to close with this. All of us can be prayer warriors. Everybody in here. I hope you don't think I'm slamming anybody. I'm not slamming a soul in here this morning. I'm not. I'm just here. I want us to grow closer. I want us to be what he wants us to be. Man alive, can you imagine a whole church full of prayer warriors? Can you imagine that? I'll tell you what. It says we're just two or three gathered together in his name. Just think what a whole church full of prayer warriors could do. Praise God. I believe we could shake Sandyville, don't you? I believe we could shake Jackson County and Wood County. I believe we could do that. As they come and get a song this morning.